There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin with a report from the United States, which condemns Iran for directly engaging criminal networks abroad to target Jewish communities and institutions, especially in Europe. It reveals Iran's efforts to incite anti-Semitism through online platforms and social media, recruiting gangs to attack Israeli embassies and Jewish sites, including places of worship and community centers. Escalating since June's regional conflicts, the report labels Iran as a major violator of religious freedom and of particular concern. Meanwhile, a French terrorism court has ordered six suspected Palestinian terrorists to stand trial for the 1982 attack on a Jewish restaurant in Paris, which resulted in six deaths and 22 injuries. The assault, carried out at the Joe Goldenberg restaurant, marked the deadliest anti-Semitic act in France since World War II. The suspects are believed to have been members of the Palestinian group Abu Nidal. French authorities already issued arrest warrants back in 2015, nearly 33 years after the attack. Portugal's government plans to consult with the President and Parliament on recognizing a Palestinian state. This development follows recent recognition efforts by France, the United Kingdom, and Canada. The Palestinian Authority is believed to be seeking recognition to bypass direct negotiations with Israel. However, many countries' recognitions remain symbolic, with limited diplomatic impact. Portugal's decision highlights ongoing debates over Palestinian statehood and the importance of multilateral consensus within the European Union. The US State Department has imposed sanctions on Palestinian Authority officials and PLO members for allegedly undermining peace efforts and supporting terrorism. This latest declaration targets those involved in incitement, glorification of violence, and providing payments to terrorists and their families. The sanctions reflect increased US efforts to pressure Palestinian leaders amid ongoing tensions and recent measures aimed at individuals and groups linked to Hamas or promoting anti-Israel narratives. Let's now look at what stories made headlines this week. Western allies Britain, France, and Canada declared their support for the establishment of a Palestinian state, raising serious alarm and concerns with Israel and the United States. The US administration has declared UNRWA beyond repair, citing corruption, and has called for its immediate dismantling. Pro-Palestinian protesters clashed with Greek riot police, this time on Rhodes Island, as they attempted to block an Israeli cruise ship's arrival. Debate increased over humanitarian aid to Gaza, with accusations and confusion regarding responsibility for delivery and supply. 40 House of Lords members, including top legal experts, have warned that recognizing a Palestinian state could violate international law. Israel is evacuating most diplomatic staff from the United Arab Emirates amid heightened security concerns, particularly targeting Israelis and Jews during holidays. Iran demands U.S. compensation for damages from last month's conflict with Israel before nuclear talks resume. French officials have condemned Spain's handling of French Jewish teens removed from a Vueling flight, criticizing police actions and their insulting remarks. Australian police have arrested a 21-year-old for December's arson attack on Melbourne's Adas Israel synagogue. And finally, Bethelwood Centre for the Arts reports that pavilion seating for Isheribo's concert on August the 7th is nearly sold out, with limited tickets remaining. The open-air venue in the Catskills will host Rebo's only large-scale US performance in 2025, featuring guest artists. Attendees can choose from lawn, pavilion, or separate seating options. The event offers free parking, kosher food vendors, and strict security measures. This concert is expected to be one of the year's most significant Jewish music events, and tickets are selling out fast. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.